Exame Final Nacional de Inglês, Prova 550, Segunda Fase. Ensino Secundário, 2020, 11º ano de escolaridade, continuação, bienal. Vai agora realizar a parte A, compreensão do oral. Escute com muita atenção e siga as instruções. Mesmo que não compreenda alguma palavra ou frase, continue a resolver a prova e mantenha-se em silêncio. A parte A é composta por 8 itens relativos a dois textos, texto 1 e texto 2. Antes de ouvir cada texto, dispõe de alguns segundos para ler os respectivos itens. Vai ouvir cada texto duas vezes. Enquanto estiver a ouvir, pode anotar as suas respostas no enunciado. Lembre-se de que terá de as registar posteriormente na folha de respostas. Dispõe de alguns segundos no final de cada audição para registar e verificar as suas respostas. Atenção, toda a prova será em inglês. Vire agora à página do enunciado para dar início à parte A da prova, compreensão do oral.
Text 1. You will hear three teenagers answering the question, how did volunteering transform your life? For item 1, match the names Laura, Mike, or Frankie in column A with the ideas they express in column B. All the ideas apply once. On your answer sheet, write only the names and the numbers. Now, read the ideas in column B. You have 25 seconds to read them. Now listen. Laura.
I started volunteering at an after-school centre for young children when I was about 14 years old. Volunteering has had an incredibly positive impact on me. You see, being a teenager is hard. We go through lots of changes. In the last 3 years, I've attended 3 different schools and have had to make new friends. But volunteering is one of the things that has remained the same. A constant in my life. It is comforting to go to the same place every week and play with children who don't care if my hair is the latest style or if my clothes are fashionable. I've always felt more relaxed and happier after those visits. I've learnt a lot from my time volunteering, especially about the value of something as simple as a short conversation. It's incredible how children really appreciate being listened to, and you wouldn't believe the great ideas they have. They've made me feel like what I'm doing is worthwhile and important.
Mike.
I knew I was going to be looking after children from different cultures during their summer holidays, but I had no idea how the whole experience would actually change my life. It gave me the chance to develop new personal and professional skills. I learned to be more patient and improve my communication skills with people from other cultures. I think the toughest lesson, however, was admitting to and accepting my own personal failures. I was too self-absorbed to recognize that because most children weren't from my country, it was ridiculous to expect them to adapt to the way we did things. It took me a long time to accept that just because something is done differently, it doesn't mean it's wrong.
Frankie.
When I started volunteering, it was just a way to fill my time and meet new people. However, I quickly realized I was getting much more from it than I expected. Like, for example, it helped me overcome my fear of public speaking. I'm very shy, you see. And when I had to speak in front of 40 school children each week, well, if you can command the attention of a room full of 14-year-olds, you can handle any group of business people. No problem. I was also introduced to people from different cultures and backgrounds. That wouldn't have happened if I hadn't decided to volunteer. I've learnt so much.
Listen again. Laura.
I started volunteering at an after-school centre for young children when I was about 14 years old. Volunteering has had an incredibly positive impact on me. You see, being a teenager is hard. We go through lots of changes. In the last 3 years, I've attended 3 different schools and have had to make new friends. But volunteering is one of the things that has remained the same, a constant in my life. It is comforting to go to the same place every week and play with children who don't care if my hair is the latest style or if my clothes are fashionable. I've always felt more relaxed and happier after those visits. I've learnt a lot from my time volunteering, especially about the value of something as simple as a short conversation. It's incredible how children really appreciate being listened to, and you wouldn't believe the great ideas they have. They've made me feel like what I'm doing is worthwhile and important.
Mike.
I knew I was going to be looking after children from different cultures during their summer holidays, but I had no idea how the whole experience would actually change my life. It gave me the chance to develop new personal and professional skills. I learned to be more patient and improve my communication skills with people from other cultures. I think the toughest lesson, however, was admitting to and accepting my own personal failures. I was too self-absorbed to recognize that because most children weren't from my country, it was ridiculous to expect them to adapt to the way we did things. It took me a long time to accept that just because something is done differently, it doesn't mean it's wrong.
Frankie.
When I started volunteering, it was just a way to fill my time and meet new people. However, I quickly realized I was getting much more from it than I expected. Like, for example, it helped me overcome my fear of public speaking. I'm very shy, you see. And when I had to speak in front of 40 school children each week, well, if you can command the attention of a room full of 14-year-olds, you can handle any group of business people. No problem. I was also introduced to people from different cultures and backgrounds. That wouldn't have happened if I hadn't decided to volunteer. I've learned so much.
Now check your answers. That is the end of the listening of text 1. Text 2. You will hear a debate about taking a gap year before going to university. For items 2.1 to 2.7, choose the correct option, A, B, or C. On your answer sheet, write only the numbers and the letters. You have 1 minute to read the items. Now, listen. Many teenagers consider taking a gap year before going to university. But what exactly are the pros and cons of such a decision? Here to help us find out are career counsellors Dr. Jake Williams and Dr. Helen Davies.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
So, Dr. Williams, what can you tell our young listeners about the advantages and disadvantages of taking gap years?
Well, simply put, I think that most gap year activities shouldn't be included on your curriculum vitae. Going on a gap year puts everything on hold, but above all, and most importantly, it gives people the impression you're not serious about starting a career, which can actually damage your future prospects. Some people also mention that while you're travelling, others move forward, and obviously you don't.
Nothing could be further from the truth. We know for sure a gap year allows students to gain new life competences and learn about personal responsibility, and these can definitely help when pursuing a career. Employers are now looking for young people with initiative and with broad horizons. Students return from a gap year with renewed purpose and a better sense of themselves. I actually think it should be compulsory. All students should take a gap year before college.
I'm sorry, but travelling around the world saying that you're gaining professional skills is just an excuse. Most of those young people spend huge amounts of money just for the sake of having some time off.
Oh, I see. What do you have to say about that, Dr. Davies? Is a gap year a financial burden?
Well, I don't agree that a gap year is just an opportunity to skip school with your parents' permission, as Dr. Williams implies. But yes, I've got to admit, traveling may be expensive initially, but it all depends on the destination and the distance. But there are ways to fund it and cut expenses, like, for example, planning trips well in advance, which helps a lot, or even applying for financial aid. Take Florida State University, for example, which is a highly rated, popular public university. Students who take a gap year are automatically considered for financial assistance to fund their activities. This helps ensure gap years don't become exclusive to those who can afford them. But the most important thing for me is that you return to your studies with renewed enthusiasm and motivation.
I wonder where Dr. Davies got that idea from. About 10 to 15% of those who do it during their college years decide not to return to their studies after their time away.
Well, Dr. Williams, that means that 85 or 90% of them do carry on with their studies. There is a high probability that those 10 or 15% would give up anyway. Besides, recent studies have found evidence that students gain, for example, the ability to manage their finances and an adaptability that serves them well in adjusting to college life and, later on, to their professional life.
Dr. Williams, do you think the reasons students give to justify a gap year contribute to their future success?
Again, no. For most students, a gap year is just a year on holiday. Young people usually use their parents' money to travel around the world and do it for the fun of it. They forget their parents' perspective and the expectations they have for their children's academic future. It's not fair, and it's even dishonest. So, even though I know there are some benefits in terms of becoming more autonomous and mature, especially because you've got to get used to living on a budget and dealing with financial issues, it is not worth it.
Dr. Williams seems to forget other reasons, such as learning new languages, exploring career and study options, and even volunteering, which has a tremendous impact not only on communities around the world, but also on the students themselves.
Thank you so much for giving our listeners so much to think about. Listen again. Many teenagers consider taking a gap year before going to university. But what exactly are the pros and cons of such a decision? Here to help us find out are career counsellors Dr. Jake Williams and Dr. Helen Davies.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
So, Dr. Williams, what can you tell our young listeners about the advantages and disadvantages of taking gap years?
Well, simply put, I think that most gap year activities shouldn't be included on your curriculum vitae. Going on a gap year puts everything on hold. But above all, and most importantly, it gives people the impression you're not serious about starting a career, which can actually damage your future prospects. Some people also mention that while you're travelling, others move forward, and obviously you don't.
Nothing could be further from the truth. We know for sure a gap year allows students to gain new life competences and learn about personal responsibility, and these can definitely help when pursuing a career. Employers are now looking for young people with initiative and with broad horizons. Students return from a gap year with renewed purpose and a better sense of themselves. I actually think it should be compulsory. All students should take a gap year before college.
I'm sorry, but travelling around the world saying that you're gaining professional skills is just an excuse. Most of those young people spend huge amounts of money just for the sake of having some time off.
Oh, I see. What do you have to say about that, Dr. Davies? Is a gap year a financial burden?
Well, I don't agree that a gap year is just an opportunity to skip school with your parents' permission, as Dr. Williams implies. But yes, I've got to admit, traveling may be expensive initially, but it all depends on the destination and the distance. But there are ways to fund it and cut expenses, like, for example, planning trips well in advance, which helps a lot, or even applying for financial aid. Take Florida State University, for example, which is a highly rated, popular public university. Students who take a gap year are automatically considered for financial assistance to fund their activities. This helps ensure gap years don't become exclusive to those who can afford them. But the most important thing for me is that you return to your studies with renewed enthusiasm and motivation.
I wonder where Dr. Davies got that idea from. About 10 to 15% of those who do it during their college years decide not to return to their studies after their time away.
Well, Dr. Williams, that means that 85 or 90% of them do carry on with their studies. There is a high probability that those 10 or 15% would give up anyway. Besides, recent studies have found evidence that students gain, for example, the ability to manage their finances and an adaptability that serves them well in adjusting to college life and, later on, to their professional life.
Dr. Williams, do you think the reasons students give to justify a gap year contribute to their future success?
Again, no. For most students, a gap year is just a year on holiday. Young people usually use their parents' money to travel around the world and do it for the fun of it. They forget their parents' perspective and the expectations they have for their children's academic future. It's not fair, and it's even dishonest. So, even though I know there are some benefits in terms of becoming more autonomous and mature, especially because you've got to get used to living on a budget and dealing with financial issues, it is not worth it.
Dr. Williams seems to forget other reasons, such as learning new languages, exploring career and study options, and even volunteering, which has a tremendous impact not only on communities around the world, but also on the students themselves.
Thank you so much for giving our listeners so much to think about. Now check your answers. That is the end of the listening of text 2. That is the end of part A.